وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أبا عبد الرحمن البولندي، حفظك الله ورعاك. May Allah protect you and your friend داود البولندي، بارك الله فيك. حفظك الله تعالى. I tried to re-coach you coaching many times. The first part of it is very clear, but the second one is a bit confusing. But I hope my answer will fulfill your coaching, all your coaching, inshallah. Look to this, my dear brother, أخي حفظك الله تعالى. Regarding did the qadr of Allah Ta'ala could be something that is harmful for us? It's possible or no? The answer, this is from your view, my dear brother. It's from the view of you or the patient or some of the patient. But you must realize all Allah Azza wa Jal, all Allah Jalla wa Ala actions to us is good, even though it looks from outside like if it's harmful for you. I'll give you an example. My dear brother, you had a big business, suddenly all this business gone by Qadarullah Ta'ala. Look, it looks for you it's harmful, but maybe it's a mercy from Allah Ta'ala, because continuing this business will make you more deep in the sin, because you was doing it not with the right way, you started with the wrong way. It's just increasing your sin, and the scales of your sin became more heavier on you. So Allah have mercy on you by smashing all that business away from you, so your sin reduced. This an example. You understand, you know? Till the end. You understand? It's better for you. The believers must understand all the actions of Allah Azza wa Jalla to them, all Aqdarullah Ta'ala to them is good, even though from outside is what it looks what harmful for them. You love your son so much, Qadar Allah, your son being taken away from you, he died. Subhanallah, is very painful an issue, my dear brother. Yes, it's very painful, but maybe good for you, good for him, good for you, for him. Maybe if he's gonna continue, he's not gonna be among the salihin or the believers. So Allah took him young so he can enter the paradise. And good for you, he's gonna do shafa'a for you, and he's gonna be the reason for you to enter the paradise and to increase your skills, your qiyamah. You understand? Till the end, for sure, have a khair in it. You don't know what and you don't know how, but have a goodness in all kind of deeds. So this kind of a disease and this kind of humble sicknesses and whatever could be a khair for us. The answer, yeah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٍ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءَ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهِ وَلَدِي. So my dear brothers and sisters, even this kind of sicknesses and disease and pandemic and whatever, my dear brothers, have a goodness in it for the believers. If they think, have a goodness in it in the believer. For example, look to this pandemic. The Prophet said, whoever died with the pandemic, he died as a shaheed. Maybe someone was practicing sin all his life. There is no way for him to heavy his skills in Yawm al-Qiyamah and to enter the paradise. Only by getting this pandemic and die with it, he entered the paradise. So I'm telling you, this is now khair or not khair. This is khair for him, even if it looked painful and harmful, but khair for him. Same thing, those people with all this sickness and disease, the Prophet ﷺ said, قَالَ وَلَا الشَّوْكَةُ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا تُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ خَطَايَا وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِمُؤْمِنٍ. Hadith Anas, the Prophet ﷺ said, even the believer when he got harmed by a thorn, only a thorn, you know, a thorn, you got harmed by a thorn into your body, it's a kafar for you, reason for you to be in forgiveness. This forgive you. So we believe that every harmful that you face in your destination, in the dunya, in your destiny in the dunya, sorry, in your destiny in the dunya, anything harmful you face it and you meet in the dunya, is a reason for you to be in extra mafra and for your skills to be more heavy and to be increased in the levels of your maqiyam. Everything and every benefit come to you from Allah Ta'ala, you must understand is a mercy from Allah Ta'ala, not because you are smart and hard worker. This is how the believer should understand the aqdar of Allah Ta'ala. Kulluha. Qala alayhi salatu wa salam hadith Mas'ud, وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ. The evil will never come from you, my Lord. All what come from you is good. But maybe you look it evil from your side. You look it harmful from your side. You look it hard from your side. But if the iman really inside deep your heart, you will realize that everything is khair and good. You understand, my dear brothers and sisters? This is how we suppose the believer to think about Aqdarullah Ta'ala. Regarding Ya Akhi, I think this is supposed to be enough, inshallah, to answer a question. If you have another question and you want to ask the hukm of the implantations and the microchips and the vaccinations and these things, inshallah, make up another question, we discuss about it. That's better. Barakallahu fiqh.